You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back. Midday Show live, Radio Row in Baltimore for the Army-Navy game tomorrow. Joining us right now. We don't only have him for a few minutes. Let's get into it. RG3, what's up, man?
Yeah, we had the best show off the air, though.
Yeah, we did. I wish we could have aired that.
We can't air that one.
That would have been funny.
How you been?
I've been good. How you guys doing?
Not good,
well,
man.
Well, I mean, we're going through it this week.
Well, right. Quarterback. He had a rough game. He had a rough game.
Yep.
And so, you know, Joe wants to bench him.
Well, that's not what I said.
Whoa.
Well, so here's what I said.
I just threw Joe under the bus.
He's going to save that for the air, huh?
So what I said is, if he plays like that again, I got to go to the backup. I can't do 5 turnovers 2 weeks in a row.
This guy won you a Super Bowl.
That was last year.
It doesn't matter. He's taking you to 2.
That's true. What do you think is going on with him right now?
I think the outside noise is affecting the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
I think in Philly, for some odd reason, and you know this, the players absorb everything. There is no shield between the players and the outside media or the fans. And sometimes I think that can be to the detriment of the team. You know, it's all fun and cute when you're winning games and A.J. Brown is, rightfully, I wouldn't say complaining, but justifying why he should be getting more targets and should mm-hmm. be more involved in the passing game. But when that starts to trickle into the quarterback's mind and it's a constant barrage of you're not doing this, you're not doing that. Hey, now they're leaking reports that guys don't like playing for him. Like, to me, that's when it becomes a problem. And there has to be a certain appreciation of greatness. And I do think that Jalen Hurts, he didn't play very well in the last game. And I tweeted it out, like, his haters are going to have a week-long field day. But at the end of the day, this guy took you to 2 Super Bowls. He's outplayed Patrick Mahomes in both of them. And you won a Super Bowl last year with him. He should be getting more respect than he has been. And the criticism, I think, has been invited by the team at some points because they did it last year and they were able to handle it. And I don't think they're handling it very well right now.
When a quarterback struggles for – and it's been about a month he hasn't played well. But Monday was an outlier. I know he's not going to turn the ball that much. How do you know if it's just a slump or has the league caught up? Is he not the same player? Because, I mean, that happens. I mean, not every guy plays to their 40, obviously, right? How do you know? How do you think the Eagles know? Is this just a down period or, hey, maybe he's not the same guy he was the last few years?
Yeah, I think it's just a moment. I think he's going through a dry spell, a drought, to say the least. But I don't think it's like the league's caught up with him. I think the league in a certain aspect has caught up with the offense. I think the offense needs to continue to evolve. I think we've seen this from running backs before when they have a great season, 2,000-yard-plus season, they come back and it's, teams are stacking the box a little bit more. Maybe mm-hmm. they don't have that same pop. And it's not that Saquon is gone either. Like, he played well in this past game, and they're going to continue to get better. I think they have to weather the storm. It's not time to panic and give up.
But I do think a lot of fans have. I think some of the players on the team, if they're leaking reports and doing that type of stuff, have grown tired of certain things. And I think you need to get those guys out the building, period. I think Jalen Hurts is your guy. And if you're not on the Jalen Hurts train, then you shouldn't be in Philly. And that's how I would approach it, because he's earned that level of respect. And he's been a great leader for them.
Okay.
So that's how I feel.
I'm kind of curious, in that position, the quarterback position, because you're treated totally different than everybody else on the football team. How tough is that? Say, for instance, if you're in the locker room and you hear, like, guys say, hey, we don't like RG3, we don't like his cowboy hat. In the business.
I was waiting to see how long since they mentioned the cowboy hat.
We don't like the fact that he rode a horse.
Right.
All the way from Florida to Baltimore.
You're tripping, bro. But I'll ask you a question.
Okay.
I think as a player, we are human beings, right? Mm-hmm. And there might be some guys in that locker room that are upset that Jalen's gotten so much attention or that he's gotten so much favor, when they're like, what you mean? He got two number one wideouts, a number one running back, a number one tight end. Our defense is unbelievable. Why aren't we getting the praise? I think as human beings, that can seep in sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in my own experience in the NFL, I think that seeped in after my rookie year. And I think it's your job as the quarterback to try to manage that storm the best that you possibly can, but you have to have a coaching staff that is also able to manage it with you. I didn't have that in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that Jalen has that in Philly. And I think Sirianni has his back and believes in him. And that's why I was saying, like, if there's guys that are detractors, get them out the building. I don't care if they're star players or not.
Mm.
If they're a detractor from the starting quarterback, get them out.
Man, that sounds like Big V. I love that.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what Big V was talking about,
so,
getting rid of AJ.
There's been a lot of talk
and
about.
And I'm not saying that AJ is.
I know you're
way.
Not. I'm just saying. I know. No, I know you're not.
Don't
we're...
you put that on me.
That's what he does.
Don't you put that on me.
Hey, RG3 said.
No, we didn't. So,
clip the video. No, so there's been a lot of talk about the offense evolving, right? What Jalen might like versus what maybe will make him better over time. What's that balance? I mean, you experienced this, right?
Yes.
Like, throw more on his plate, and yep. maybe he'll have a bad game like Monday,
correct.
But he'll get better versus, hey, he's good at these things. We can get to the playoffs this way. Let's just do that. Like, how do you think they should balance that?
I think you have to balance it equal ways. You have to allow him to do some things that he doesn't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you're like, hey, Jalen, you want to do this? Okay, we'll get you five more of these per game. But we need you to do this. Okay?
Compromise.
We need you to do these five things. And compromise for us doing these five things so that when we get to the playoffs, we know we can do it. We know you can run the ball, so we're going to give you five more zone reads per game. All right, as long as you're healthy, we need them. All right, you want to drop back and pass? Okay, cool. What's your five concepts? All right, we're going to run them, and we're going to see how they work out, and then we're going to work through that throughout the course of the year. And that's something I thought the Chiefs have always done well
uh-huh.
over the last 5 to 10 years, especially with Mahomes at quarterback. They work on things during the year so that when they get to the playoffs, they know they can call on it. And I think that has been a little bit of a downfall for Philly. They've only done the things that they're good at.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, okay, well, how can we get better then if that's all we're doing? And A.J. Brown, I do think, like, moving him around and allowing him, like, hey, man, Larry Fitzgerald did this.
Mm-hmm.
Larry was an outside receiver, and he realized, man, I got to be able to move around so I can get the ball and be a big slot at times.
Mm-hmm.
And I think doing that with A.J. Will open up some things for him in the passing game to where he can extend his career even past the times when he's running a 4.4 or 4.5 40, because Larry wasn't the fastest guy.
No, yeah, and it's amazing that you said it, because he always looked fast to me, but he was not that fast.
He wasn't the fastest guy, but
yeah.
he evolved.
Yeah.
He said, you know what, lining up at X and being the one-on-one receiver – that's only going to last so long.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can move into the slot and I can play that wide position a little bit in passing situations, man, I'm going to get 100 balls a year.
Yeah.
And that's where I think has to happen with AJ.
Great stuff. RG3, we know you're busy. They're bouncing around at different spots. Thank you for being on the show.
Appreciate you,
we'll
brother.
We'll talk to you again.
Yeah. All right.
There he goes.
I'll bring a hat for you next time.
Hey.
So. We need you with the cowboy hat. RG3 with us there on the midday show. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh, that was a strong – and look, he lived a life that's unique.
And you
right?
can tell when I asked him that question, that resonated
the
with him about
life.
Yeah, the life of the quarterback, being in a position where you're getting all the accolades and people feeling some kind of way. Yeah, that has to be.
Well,
tough.
Also, I thought he was very strong in that the Eagles need to, anyone that's anti-Jalen, they need to get them out of the building. Well, here's what's happening. We're moving towards an offseason where they're either going to double down on Jalen, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to commit to him, and then I agree with him, right? If you're if Jalen's the guy and they're going to go to war with him for the next 3 or 4 years, then yeah. Or, Hugh, they got to keep guys like, you know, AJ or whoever and get a new quarterback. I mean, like, we're heading towards that, right? Like, they have to make a decision. Do they fully believe in Jalen that could come with a new contract? And I understand it. RG3's point, if guys aren't on board with Jalen, then it's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is. But this is the evolution of the quarterback. It has to be, like he said something that also resonated with me, it has to be a little give and take. And from the reports, it sounds like it's all been take and not a little give. So we'll see. I think that, you know, this week is going to tell a lot. I think that this offense is going to go in the direction where they're going to try to do a little bit more. And I think they're going to win. I think it's going to probably be ugly. It's going to be closer to that 22-19 thing that Mayock is talking about.
19.
But, hey, man, as long as you get the dub, that's all that matters.
They are 11-point favorites,
Hugh. Long as you get the dub, man. Long as you get the dub.
No. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Andy, how we doing?
I'm good, thanks. And it's interesting. I just left commercial break. I heard an update that Burrow's not happy in Cincinnati. Well, I bet you I know where he would be happy.
Oh, I have a feeling where he would be happy.
Well, here y'all go.
Oh, you know.
Recklessly speculate.
Come on now.
No, I'm just saying, this is a reckless speculation.
But how great would that look?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think the over-under on the trade for Joe Burrow show is probably somewhere in early February.
What do you think? The trade for Joe Burrow show? Are y'all drunk?
Oh, y'all drunk.
Oh, you better strap in, buddy.
I ain't coming to work Monday.
Buckle in.
What do you think that takes? Hurts in a one?
Empty threats.
Is it Hurts in a one or Hurts in 2 ones?
I ain't talking to y'all.
Oh, stop.
I ain't talking to y'all.
It's the question.
See, Andy, well, hey. What you do?
Answer
you
the question.
The Rams, the Rams and Lions did it, right?
Andy, as soon as I saw the Burrow thing and I connected the dots to the Eagles, it's very similar. Now, obviously, Hurts won the Super Bowl. Goff lost his Super Bowl with the Rams. But the idea is basically the same, right? It's like it's a great quarterback in a bad situation forcing his way out and a really great franchise.
Can you say something about him? He ain't having fun no more or something.
Yeah, it is. Right. A really great franchise that has a good quarterback but maybe wants to upgrade with a better one. I mean, it's very similar.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I know it's not going to happen, but how fun would it be?
Well, you know that conversation's coming. Andy, I'm glad you brought it to the table. Andy, we appreciate the phone call. But, Hugh,
do not pretend that
we're not going to have that conversation.
You don't get to plead the fifth, by the way.
No.
I do.
No, you don't.
I am.
No, you're uh-huh. not.
I'm not entertaining this today.
Yes,
okay,
you are.
All right, today you don't. All right, we'll slide right, today.
Yeah, I fold my arms, yeah. Joe.
The day we do the show.
When I fold my arms, that means business.
You are contractually obligated.
Wait a minute. Do I have another read this
by
break?
By Roger Lincoln to give your take on
if
it.
If I do, stall him out. I got another break.
It's 12:38.
I'm just trying to make sure, man.
What time it is?
I'm just trying to make sure.
Going to need you to get it together.
I'm filibusting.
A little over an hour.
I'm filibusting. The day went fast, though.
It did.
It went really
It does
fast.
Go fast yeah. when you always don't know what time it is. I mean,
yes, it does. I'm filibustering.
At some point, maybe we could put together the audio of all the filibustering and see how many minutes of the show today were.
That is
to do a montage of Hugh's failed, disastrous reads.
They're not disastrous. They're a little off kilter.
They're not good.
It's not disaster.
Are you going to wear the cowboy hat if RG3 gets it for you next
year? I'll get a free cowboy hat, yes.
Okay.
He looked like he rode a horse in here, though.
I will tell you, though, if I were you, I would avoid Dak Prescott praise on the same week you get your cowboy
hat. I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, I probably.
The Cowboy Douglas allegations
would be high. They would definitely.
They
be
would
high.
Be tough to beat. Let's go to Chuck in Northeast Philly. Hey, Chuck.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, Chuck. What's up,
Chuck?
We're heading down to the Army Navy game right now. I'm ready to go through the
this
tunnel.
This call is being recorded.
Oh, all that's right. Awesome.
Oh, he's wearing a wire.
Okay. Wearing a wire. Wearing a wire.
We're heading down. We're heading down there. My nephew Gavin Shields, number 14, plays linebacker. So it's going to be a family. Oriented kind of thing, so we're very excited about that.
That's really cool. Army or Navy?
Army. Go Army, beat Navy.
There you go. There you go. Chuck, yeah, it's awesome, Chuck. Excited you get to be part of this thing coming up this weekend. Chuck, what are you feeling here on the Eagles? You taking the positivity pledge or our pledge to just act appropriately if they're good or not?
Well, my wife tells me I'm negative all the time, but I'm going to give them one more shot for one more quarter, and after that, okay. I'm going to be cursing and everything else like I usually do.
That's good.
Well, I mean, I think
we're
going to
do that regardless.
Yeah. Well,
that's,
I mean,
that's par for the course.
And the bottom line is, Chuck, if they scored three touchdowns early, you'll be cheering. We'll all be cheering. But if they don't, you got to react.
Hope they don't, because if that means we're gonna be sweating the last couple of them last three quarters.
Oh, you're saying they're out? They'll tap out there.
Yeah, we're gonna be sweating them last three quarters.
It was all great when they scored the couple touchdowns against at Dallas in the first quarter. We were all excited about that, and it all went downhill after that.
Oh, it was, I mean, insane. I mean, Chuck, you're right about it. Chuck, drive safe, and we appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
How many points have they scored since the 21 in the first quarter against Dallas?
Oh, man.
15 against the Bears?
We don't have to talk about that.
Okay, yeah. Now I have to finish the math now. 15, so they scored none the last three quarters, right, against the Cowboys?
Yes.
15 against the Bears?
And then how many did they put up? 19 against Chargers?
19. So we've gotten 34 points in the last 11 quarters.
And you are. That's why this is crazy.
Why they're due. I mean, that's.
They're not.
What do you mean they're due?
Like,
so you're trying to say some divine intervention is going to come down and be like, hey.
They're playing the worst team in pro football. It's the Raiders.
We might have the worst offense in pro football.
I'm not
well
there yet.
Not on paper.
Well, but at some point, does paper matter anymore?
No. I mean, it's been 14 weeks.
Actually, if you print the stats out, the paper says it's bad.
Paper's crumbled.
I don't like the way you said that, because it the reality of you saying that is ridiculous. We have the worst. No, you're not wrong.
Well, but, towards the bottom.
All right, well, then it's not ridiculous.
But it is, because when you tell me that you have an offense with the defending leading rusher, one of the best offensive lines in football, which I know is hurt, and two of the best receivers. You know, we set the trend for paying two top-tier receivers. We set that trend last year, right? And then Cincinnati followed suit. But when you say it like that, that's just way too much reality.
Oh, God forbid.
Too much reality on a Friday.
What do you want us to tell you?
I don't want you to tell me that. I don't want to hear that. We're trying to just win a football game.
So this is head in the sand, Douglas. We're back to it.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I didn't need to hear that in that moment. And then on top of that, you come with this nonsense about getting Joe Burrow. That's
some
nonsense.
Hold on. Andy from Westchester brought it up.
Andy, you can't call no more for about a week.
Do you not? Hold on.
No.
What do you mean no?
Whatever you about to ask, no.
All right. You know what? We have a guest.
What up, dog? You good?
Mark Ingram about to sit down with us here.
Now.
Yeah. Well, we'll save this conversation. For we
Man,
have company
listen.
Now, so we can't argue.
We can't argue with company.
Mark Ingram.
Argue? Down with the arguing.
You like arguing?
Man,
what are we arguing about?
Man, they're arguing about bringing in Joe Burrow for Jalen Hurts, man. That's what they're trying to do.
Would you make that trade?
Who? If I'm Cincy?
No, if I'm the Eagles.
Joe Burrow. Don't. I'll look
let our guest talk.
All right, then. I ain't going to say
I mean, Joe Burrow is one of the best quarterbacks. So if you.
You hurt my heart, dog.
Listen, I'm a Jalen Hurts guy. He's a Bama guy. You feel me? But if we have the chance to make our roster better, which Howie always does.
Always.
I mean, it had to be something you entertain.
See, I can't.
This is a good guess.
Come on,
but
you.
Not today, though. We trying to beat.
He's just burying his head in the sand.
We trying to beat the Raiders, man. We trying.
It's not hard to beat the Raiders. I've watched a lot of football, and they are terrible.
No.
The Raiders are
my favorite guest in a while.
So if there is a time to entertain it, now that you brought it up, it is now, actually.
Wait a minute. Chip Kelly was running offense that they didn't know they were running.
Listen, I have Ashton Jeanty in fantasy. Yeah. I've been watching the Raiders, and I have not seen a team that bad in so long. They can't do anything. All they can do is rush the passer with one person.
That's crazy.
And they have Bowers. They have Jeanty, but like
– Bowers is nice. He's nice tight end, though.
They can't run the ball. They can't throw the ball. They can't stop nobody. They are terrible. The Raiders are terrible, man.
Yeah, see, this is what I mean. This is a win on Sunday. Easy one for the Eagles. All right,
Mark, nobody's going to be an easy one.
If y'all can't easily beat the Raiders, you got bigger problems.
There it is.
See, this is why we had this guy on the show today.
But see, now I'm concerned because –
And it's at Philly.
In the cold, Hugh.
They don't want to go play in no cold.
Now you done made me nervous, man. I ain't going to lie. We barely scored 21 points.
Now the player's probably thinking that too, huh? So that's when you get slept on, huh?
You can't do it. You cannot sleep on a team that's coming in that got all that going bad for them, man. You just can't. You can't.
They are terrible.
They do look terrible.
So, Mark, Raiders are terrible. When you watch the Eagles, why can't we score points? Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley. But we're averaging 16.5 points a game the last 5 weeks.
This is a question that need. These are questions that need answers. Because you got all the playmakers. You got the defending Super Bowl champions. Something's out of sync. Something is out of sync. It's something, the brotherhood, something is wrong within the camaraderie of the players. There's something wrong with the camaraderie of the players because the talent is there. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, you got Saquon. Obviously, Lane Johnson's been hurt a little bit, but Jalen Hurts, like, the defense is playing much better. But the offense, they're just not clicking. I don't know if they don't know where they're supposed to be. I don't know if they don't trust each other. Something's wrong with
the offense. If you want to, you're allowed to recklessly speculate. I do it every day. So yeah. Give me some reckless speculation on why you think the Eagles are having these problems they're having right now.
Well, for one, I mean, A.J. Brown was tripping for eight straight weeks, and they was winning. Now he getting fed, and they losing.
There it is.
So I don't know. You just got to go with – what the defense gives you and not try to make one person happy all the time.
Okay.
You know what I mean? There's one ball. Sometimes you got to sacrifice your individual selfishness. Your individual itinerary for the greater good of the team. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's A.J. Brown thing, but there just seems to be a trust issue, a camaraderie issue within the offense that is disrupting the flow.
So I'm curious, how do you this? We late in the game. We way late in the game. How do you fix that this late in the season?
Everyone got to put their egos to the side and do what's better for the team. We won a Super Bowl last year, right?
Yeah.
We won a Super Bowl last year. So let's not worry about individual accolades. We know if we ball, if we win games, if we get to the playoffs, everybody eats. Everyone's going to get the accolades. Everyone's going to get the recognition. So quit worrying about one game. And let's worry about – well, you got to worry about one game because one game is the most important. But quit worrying about individual stat lines. Quit worrying about the outside noise. Quit worrying about people's headlines and what they're saying about you. And just focus on winning the football game. And I think that's when you put your individual itinerary aside and do what you're supposed to do for the best way you could do it for 60 minutes to help the team win games, everything happens the way it's supposed to.
Mark, how much for you in your career is the offense – when things aren't going right, everyone loves to say the offensive coordinator stinks. Fire the offensive coordinator. How often is that the truth versus the players just aren't doing the right thing? Because, like, Kevin Petullo has been with the Eagles for a while, became the coordinator this year because Kellen Moore took over the Saints. We're reading a story yesterday. He might be up for head coaching jobs, and everyone in Philadelphia thinks the guy is a moron. Right. Like, how much do you think it becomes – is it really his fault when it struggles or the players not making the plays?
Listen – the players have to go out and execute. Now, it's up for the coaches to be able to put you in the best position to be successful. But at the end of the day, players play the game. And when you have players who have just won a Super Bowl, who are leaders, who have experience playing in big games, I put it on the players. Now, because the coaches have put them in position to be successful. So now we have to go out there and execute. The players need to execute. They need to take it upon themselves, not point the fingers. Now, obviously, it's easy as fans and people watching the game to be like, what are these play calls? Like, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, We got to throw the ball to where it's supposed to go. We got to catch the ball. We got to block who we're supposed to block. We've got to run the ball to the space and break tackles. At the end of the day, the onus falls on the players. It's the job of the coach to put them in the best position to be successful. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Sunday, the coaches are done. They're managing the football game. They're calling plays. They got their third and mediums. They got their second and shorts. They got all their situational football. But it's up to the players to go out and execute.
Mark Ingram with us here on the Midday Show.
Dropping science on this. You know, you started something with the Joe Burrow thing, though. You started something.
And how could you not be intrigued?
Yeah. I didn't do nothing.
Hey, you talking about trading for Jalen.
I didn't say trade.
You said something.
You said.
We brought it up.
Yeah, I don't know what
it's
I
not his
said.
Fault.
I don't you know asked what I said him. At this point. I just said he's a good player. And if there's a chance to make your roster better, you always got to entertain
him. This is the kind of thinking we need around here.
He always does it.
Every year.
We don't need that right now.
I'm not saying to trade Jalen. I like Jalen.
Take it back. I didn't say trade him.
No. This is good stuff.
Did I say trade him?
You are putting words in this man's mouth.
He said make the roster better. Let your imagination run wild.
You said it's not the time. We're trying to win a game. I'm like, you said you was playing the Raiders. I ain't know that. If there's any time to be considering roster moves, it's this week.
It's the Raiders.
Because that team is terrible.
Now you're being messy.
Oh, no, I'm not. That team is bad.
That ain't pretty bad.
That team is bad.
They're pretty bad.
They got some good individual players, but as a team, as an organization, as the Raiders, they are bad.
Yeah, Pete Carroll might be done, dog. He might.
It might be time to go home for Pete.
He should have never went there.
It was a weird fit.
Yeah, he should never went there. They're terrible.
Mark, before we let you go, obviously do a lot with college football. Who do you like in the playoff?
To win the Natty?
Yeah.
I like Kirby Smart a lot. I think Georgia has been playing better and better every single week. I like Ohio State still. And a surprising team. I know Indiana won the Big Ten Championship, but a team that I'm eager to watch is Texas Tech. Mm. I feel like offensively they can give it to you how you want. Mm. They can throw it vertically. They can throw it outside the numbers. They can run the football. Defensively, they got a D-line that's as good as any team in the nation. They got a linebacker who was fifth in the Heisman voting. They turned the football over. So I'm looking at three teams right now, and it's Ohio State, it's Georgia, and it's Texas Tech.
Good stuff. I might bet on one of those. Mark, we appreciate you hopping on. Yeah. Enjoy everything here this weekend, Army-Navy. Thank you.
Yeah. I appreciate y'all having me. Always good talking with y'all.
You too.
Always,
Mark Ingram
brother.
There.
Appreciate you.
Former
appreciate
NFL
you.
Running back with us here
Don't
on the Midday
Show.
Don't
be putting
stuff
in my mouth.
I didn't, dog. I'm just saying.
Don't be putting words in my mouth. My bad. Pause.
Good stuff.
You're wild, man. You're wild.
Good stuff with Mark Ingram here on the Midday Show. All right, 215-592-9494 is the phone number to hop in. And join us there. See, you bring up a hypothetical. People have thoughts
no,
on hypotheticals.
And listen, it just was them hypotheticals that we need to hear. Right
oh,
now.
We always
we
need
are
to
in
hear.
Our sensitive. We are in our sensitive state.
Yeah, we're the one being sensitive.
Super sensitive.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take that.
I mean, listen,
you'll live.
I don't know what day.
I'm not thinking about no Joe Burrow in an Eagles uniform. That ain't what I'm thinking about.
I got bad news for you, buddy. We are.
I am.
I'm not entertaining that.
Well, again, the day will come.
You are guilty by association,
that's right.
Buddy. You don't have a choice.
Listen,
my friend.
I am definitely guilty
you
by association.
You know what I'm looking forward to? I don't know the day. Is it, I don't know, February 7th, 20th? The day that you come into the meeting and we're like, you know what we're thinking today? Let's have the Joe B talk. And you're like, oh, damn.
Yeah, it's going to be Hugh's idea.
No, he walked in this morning. He's like, you know what I want to do?
You know what's funny?
Trade Jalen for Joe.
That's going to be – if that happens, that's going to be a crazy day.
Well, the reality of the story that got us here is the Burrow thing. I don't know if people heard it the other day. Burrow seems
– You say he ain't having fun no
he's
more.
He's done. It reminds me of other guys that have asked for trades. I mean, like, it's just – it sounds like that whole thing might fall apart. All right, 215-592-9494. That is the hop aboard.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.